Roots of Armodoxy, Memory in Gyumri. In 1988, the ground shook in Armenia. December 7, a date which Franklin Roosevelt described as a day which would live in infamy, when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor in 1941, would now be infamous, especially for Armenians, who suffered close to 50,000 casualties from that quake. In 1988, the Soviet Union was still intact. Its president, Mikhail Gorbachev, was visiting the United States, engaging in high-level talks with then-President Ronald Reagan, promoting glasnost and perestroika when the earthquake hit in Armenia. He cut his trip short, returning to the Soviet Union, specifically to Armenia, to assess the damages. That presidential change of plan hurled the Armenian earthquake onto the world stage. Once again, without being asked or considered, Armenia found itself in the top of the headlines. Of course, this is not what anyone wants to be known for, especially Armenia, who had succumbed to other tragedies, including genocide. But still, Armenia is so small and insignificant on the world stage that had the Soviet premier or the U.S. president not been inconvenienced, the earthquake would have registered as a footnote within Western media. Instead, 113 different countries sent aid, sent rescue teams, humanitarian aid to Armenia in the months that followed the December 7 earthquake. It was the first time since the 1940s that the Soviet Union officially asked for aid from the United States, despite being in the Cold War. The facts are important to remember because they point to possibilities that can exist, that can usher in peace, harmony, and understanding between countries. In this case, Armenia became the catalyst for that help, for that harmony and that understanding. The earthquake's epicenter was in a small town called Spitak, in between two larger towns, Gyumri and Vanatsor. During the Soviet years, these two towns were called Leninagan and Girovagan, respectively. In Gyumri, there is a church known as the Church of the Seven Wounds. It is in the center of the bustling city. The seven refers to the wounds of Jesus that were felt by the blessed Asfazazin, the Mother of God. They are all from our Lord's life as shared by the evangelist Saint Luke. Specifically, they are Simeon's revelation to her: this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many, he said, and a sword will pierce your own soul too, he said to Mary. Second, the Holy Family's escape to Egypt. Third, Jesus lost for 3 days and found in the temple. Fourth, Jesus' betrayal. Fifth, his crucifixion and the Blessed Mother Mary at the foot of the cross. Sixth, Jesus' death. And seven, Jesus' burial. The seven wounds. An icon in the church depicts Saint Mary with seven daggers symbolizing the wounds. The church is a repository of the memories. The seven wounds are identified by name, but the memory of the earthquake is identified by a large structure, namely the domes that toppled off of the church on that ill-fated day in 1988. The domes have since been replaced, but the fallen domes sit on the side of the church and at the entrance of a small garden area. The size of these domes and their placement in view of everyone solicit a response, at the very least, why are these domes here? And they get the response: they fell off during the 1988 earthquake. Memories have many functions. Of course, as is implied, they prevent us from forgetting. But what happens when the pain is so great, beyond human comprehension, as was the case December 7, 1988, when 50,000 people perished? The event was within our lifetime, and we certainly want to honor the dead. However, the structures and monuments we build to our memories are double-edged swords. They honor the losses, but they can also function as monuments to victimhood and prevent us from a healthy move forward. Following the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus, a few women went to the grave to anoint his body. They were there to honor the dead Jesus. When they arrived at the grave, the angel asked them a simple question. Why are you searching among the dead for one who lives? Pointing to the resurrected Lord. This week on the Roots of Armodoxy, we will be in Gyumri, the second largest city in Armenia. We will be looking at memories from different vantage points. Memories that honor, memories that help us heal, and memories that, unfortunately, keep us looking among the dead instead of among the living. Join us for this special mini-series. We pray today a prayer from the Armenian Church's Book of Hours. O Lord, do not turn your face from us. Benevolent Lord, we beseech you, be our helper. Send us your angel of peace, who will come and protect us from temptations. Almighty Lord our God, save and have mercy.
Amen. Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
Hi, this is Father Vasquez, and I hope you've been blessed by this broadcast. This is the Armodoxy for Today series. You know, we have a regular podcast. It comes out once a week. It's called The Next Step. It's been going strong since 2008. We're now in the 16th year of production. Once a week, you get this podcast free of charge. It's available on epostle.net, of course, but also on your favorite podcatcher, whether it's Apple's Podcasts, Spotify, or Pandora. Look us up, The Next Step with Father Vasquez.